Ambassador.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. Thank you, Madam Assistant High Commissioner, for your presentation and for your service. I'm delivering this statement on behalf of the Africa Group on Agenda Item 4, Consideration of Reports of the Standing Committee, particularly on international protection. The Africa Group thanks the UNHCR for the note of the High Commissioner on international protection. As you all know, the United Nations celebrates its 75th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights that recognizes the key human rights, the right to seek and enjoy asylum from persecution, and the right to a nationality. While the funding is continuously declining, the number of refugees worldwide is on the rise. The majority are hosted in some of the low-income countries, which disproportionately shoulder the responsibility for hosting and supporting them. The principle of burden and responsibility sharing is central to addressing the unequal distribution of the responsibility to host and assist refugees. The Africa Group recognizes the key role of the Global Refugee Forum as an important platform to realize the objectives of the Global Compact on Refugees and equitable burden and responsibility sharing. Hence, it is vital that member states and stakeholders take practical action that will enable us to move away from the current reality where few host and donor countries shoulder the responsibility of hosting refugees and supporting them. Accordingly, we urge member states, international organizations, NGOs, civil society, and the private sector to pledge contributions and join the multi-stakeholder pledges. The group particularly would like to make a call to those countries who have not been meaningfully engaged in hosting or supporting refugees to show solidarity with refugees in accordance with the principle of equitable burden sharing and responsibility sharing. To end refugee status, an increased resettlement and voluntary return need to be improved. Madam Chairperson, these days, waking up with the tragic news about the loss of human lives in dangerous journeys is alarming. The people on the move cannot be blamed while states are hindering the legal pathways. The group believes that states must commit to protecting human lives by strengthening access to safe legal pathways in line with the responsibility sharing. While celebrating the 75th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, we urge member states to adhere with its principles. Ending conflict and violence cannot be attained without the affected countries. Peace building and conflict prevention would have a paramount importance in minimizing displacement. The Africa Group believes that addressing the root causes of displacement is crucial to end the cycle of conflict and violence. Closing borders will not bring a lasting solution. Ensuring peace, enhancing climate change adaptation and mitigation, and alleviating the rise of food prices are key to avert displacement. Therefore, the group encourages African Solutions for African Problems initiatives, the loss and damage funds for vulnerable countries, and investments in development projects. Africa has made great progress in hosting and protecting refugees, even as the region is struggling with conflict, adverse effects of climate change, and the rise of food prices. The group believes that Africa is doing its share, and the calls for enhanced international cooperation in the spirit of burden and responsibility sharing to better host and provide assistance to refugees. In conclusion, the Africa Group wishes to reiterate its commitment to bring into success the Global Refugee Forum and calls on partners to make mega pledges and UNHCR to continue with its effort in ensuring broad participation of all actors. We hope that the GRF will have a strong deliberation on easing burden on host countries. I thank you.